The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Boy, a lot of soul-searching going on and searching for missing emails in Washington. Takes more than a village to find those, I suppose. The head of the IRS being grilled on the Hill on Monday to start his week off, provided Congress with hundreds of thousands of documents, he said. And these accusations that they've obstructed investigations into the targeting of political groups like the Tea Party before the 2010 and 2012 elections is just nonsense. Well, what's really crazy is how is it that one woman, Lois Lerner, who took the fifth, though she was in charge of the non-exempt division of the IRS, when the Tea Party and the other political groups were being shoved aside their applications for the non-exempt status, how is it that just her emails seem to be targeted? And anyone directly connected to her, they say it's not unusual for hard drives to crash. It can happen. But disappearing emails, no backup, crashed drives only to these particular people, it seems a bit odd to me. What do you think? So, Daryl Issa, or Issa, whichever one you prefer to call him, some call him the Iceman. So, the longtime congressman from California, he is like a dog with a bone. He is not letting go on this one. And he wants to get to the bottom of what is the deal with the no emails specific to the White House that went back and forth, hard drive crashing. How can this possibly be? And there is an investigation going on into it. We'll see if ultimately it yields anything. One of the things that the IRS chief said is that one of the things that he was told is that he was subpoenaed because they're sick and tired of game playing in response to congressional oversight. And he just stood there sat there kind of dumbfounded and didn't respond to that kind of beating that he took. And the commissioner, John Koskinen, was appearing at a rare deal. It was an evening hearing on the Hill to answer those questions about the lost emails. And so far, they cannot seem to magically provide them or come up with them. And if there's no way to find them, is this dropped or do we keep going around and around and around and around? One of the things that was part of the response to it is that every 6 months, the tapes are recycled every 6 months. And they think that the hard drive was recycled and presumably destroyed. The IRS was able to generate 24,000 Lerner emails from 2009 to 2011 because she had copied other IRS employees. But overall, the IRS is saying it produced a total of 67,000 emails to and from Lerner covering that time period. She's retired from the IRS. She's refusing to testify to oversight committee hearings. And did I'm taking the fifth, the two times that she did appear. So how far does this go until it's dropped? Does it go all the way? I think there's definitely something that's amiss here. There's no question about that. How does all those specific things happen just to her? And only people connected to it. Yes, as I mentioned, drives crash, things get lost. But specifically, her, and specifically these particular emails, I'm sorry, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense. Now, Congressman Elijah Cummings from Maryland would disagree with me. He's the top Dem on the Oversight Committee. He says Republicans have been trying desperately and unsuccessfully for more than a year to link the scandal to the White House, and says that rather continuing on this path, he hopes they're going to return to a constructive legislative process with concrete solutions to help federal agencies run more effectively and efficiently. Well, you could say that. It's not running, that organization was not running effectively or smoothly because of, it was pretty obvious the way things turned around there. But they didn't restore the emails and they had the tape backups. I mean, if all the top brass in the IRS lost all their emails and wanted them back, wouldn't they get them somehow? Wouldn't they figure out a way to get them? I would think so. I would think that there would be a way that that can happen. For goodness sakes, our metadata is all over the place from the NSA. So, I guess we're supposed to just take it at face value. Hard drives. That's what crashed, and that's the deal, and it wasn't convenient. No evidence. They say there's no evidence. I guess not. Not if it's been destroyed. If there was any potential evidence, if it's been destroyed, it's gone. It is just mind-boggling, isn't it? And it is a waste of time. If they have just come up with the emails, no big deal. But there's something much bigger probably going on, and there's got to be a road that leads somewhere to someone else. I can't believe she just pulled this trigger completely by herself, but stranger things have happened. I think doubtful. Pretty scary, the words of the Secretary of State John Kerry, who warns the Iraqis, saying the U.S. is going to take military action. What? I thought we weren't. The Secretary of State said Monday the U.S. is prepared to do that, even if Baghdad delays political reforms. He let everybody know that if the insurgency runs rampant and threatens dangers beyond Iraq's borders, look out. He was on a few hours visit to Baghdad and urged Iraq to quickly set aside divisions, if only to stop the vicious Sunni insurgency, and Iraq's future depends on choices the Iraq's leaders make in the next days and weeks, that's for sure. If they don't come together and take a stand against the terror group that's holding them in the pattern that they're in right now, then there will be a giant flip that happens. I mean, the Sunni fighters have pretty much erased Iraq's western border with Syria, and they've taken territory on the frontier area with Jordan. All you can do is say, military action, are you kidding me? Military action? So what, the 500 troops plus the drone? Think the drones? I think that's what's going to happen probably next. I know what's happening next here. We're kicking it to the other side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In your emails. I love our listeners. I love the fact that you take the time to write these emails. Remember, if you have anything on your mind and you can't jump on the digits at 855-266-5283, you can certainly jump online. I got to think that people are concerned about what's happening in the Middle East. We can't ignore it. We can't bury our head in the sand, so to speak. Because I think that if this group does continue to get more and more people interested, to recruit people with the money they have, and especially Americans, so heartbreaking to see that, isn't it? It's like spitting in America's face. I'm sorry. I'm here in America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, and I'm going to try to take advantage of any opportunity I can. But you know what? Now forget it. Kill Americans. Kill the Western ways. Let me go and join forces in Iraq. I know it's an ideology. I know it's a crazy ideology. And certainly we know that there are plenty of peaceful, wonderful Muslims. And then you have this radical arms and these divisions that have formed. And I think this one, I believe when you have the CIA, former CIA director, saying this is scary stuff. I don't think they're fear-mongering. I think it's something to really pay close attention to, that it's not going to just atrophy off or grow smaller. And I don't think you can say that you fully know that they're not going to target the United States, which is a fool's errand to say that, because certainly in the world we live in, you can have homegrown terrorists. It can be just a gang of people that can wreak all kinds of havoc. And like I said, unfortunately, this is the other aspect of the world we live in, with porous borders, not a lot of checks, getting tougher with the visas, but still not pinpointing areas where people come up and their visas have expired and they can find them often. And I think that's still a huge problem. The student visas, it's gotten better, but it's still not completely, that loop isn't completely closed. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Brian, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a long time. I have to say I do enjoy it. The IRS thing doesn't really make any sense to me. I'll just tell you flat out, I'm a Democrat, but I agree with you that it's not a political issue. The more we keep hearing it, the more there's some cockamamie thing, computer breakdown, lost emails. It's just all too convenient. It's one thing if some emails were lost, but then you have the backups, but then the backups aren't there. Could it possibly be true? Sure. Does it seem likely? No. Do we all doubt it? Yes. Well, that's it. It's too neat. You know, it's too neat. It's like that, and in a different way, where there's smoke, there's fire. Smoke, 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 smoke. I mean, how, you know, then there's something underneath that. And I think there's something underneath it. And, boy, if we're all wrong, then what was the deal with Lois Lerner? Just say. Why take the fifth in the first place? Why not just say? Why not go for it? Put it behind her? There's too much mystery here. Was she the one who said, yeah, push them aside? Was it somebody else? I think it's really, that's it. It's a simple question. Did you decide to just shove them all aside and make that your edict because you're in charge of the department? Or did somebody else whisper it in your ear that this is what you want to do? Got another one. This one from David, who says, hello, America, tonight. It seems that this IRS story is just never going to go away. The sad part of it is we're all paying for it because millions has been spent with all of these hearings and investigations and everything else. There is a part of you that wants it to just go away. Chasing this email of Lois Lerner seems to be kind of a merry-go-round. And eventually, you have to get off the merry-go-round. But maybe there's a point of no return, and once you hit that line, you just have to push forward. And I suppose pushing forward is what will happen here. But will we ever know? Can you imagine if we're talking about this a year from now and nothing is different? Well, that's the thing. Will we be talking about this next summer? That'd be ridiculous. That they got to close that hole up, whatever it is. And Daryl, you know, ISA subpoenaed the White House attorney to testify over the missing emails. They're talking to the IRS. The IRS is investigating it, this whole thing of what the technology is, and there's no backup, and everything crashed. Is it possible that can happen? But just doesn't seem too fishy. That's the story I keep coming back to. I think it just doesn't jive with me. How about that? This one from Michael, who says, Kate, I know you're all about Mother Nature. When I tune in, I'm always hearing about some horrendous thing that's happened. Did you hear what happened in Alaska? They even had tsunami warnings. Not that it can't happen there, but I have to say, I think it's a little bit rare anyway. What do you think? They were talking about the islands there that struck off of Alaska. They say that it was an 8.0 earthquake, and it happened something like right before 1 o'clock in Alaska. It was 13 miles southeast of Little Sitkin Island. No injuries, no damage. A tsunami warning, absolutely. There was a small tsunami, they called it that, 6 inches. But that's all. And it was significant, but it certainly wasn't anywhere near what we've seen in a full-on destructive tsunami, how big those waves can get. The danger is the depth. It was recorded at a depth of 60 miles, which is relatively shallow for an earthquake. The shallower the quake, the more likely it'll be felt. So the National Tsunami Warning issued a tsunami warning for the coastal areas there to say that there is a possibility of this occurring. So they warned the people to move inland toward higher ground and get them off the coastline, not taking any chances. And even the Coast Guard sent out alerts to the fishermen who might have been there right in the middle of the waves. Wouldn't that be bad timing? You're out in the middle of a boat somewhere and that happens, because that's a pretty thick number. Pretty thick number. Okay, here's one from Hal who says, Kate, I couldn't believe it. I laughed so hard when you talked about the story about the couple that was treading water for 14 hours. I guess I laughed because you said, can you imagine having to do it and learning that in swim lessons, and how lucky it was that some law enforcement types came across them to ultimately save them. Yeah, that was a crazy story. Treading water, off of the coast of Key Largo for 14 hours, and then a boat just happens to see them. They're bobbing up and down. There's birds that are dive bombing, and they're right around them. And they were able to get the couple out of the water. And then their boat actually washed up on the shore in Fort Lauderdale. They fell. They had the boat in gear and fell out of the boat. And the boat just kept on going. And what are they going to do? You know, like with a jet ski. Anybody ever been on a jet ski? You know how it goes round in circles? That was the whole big thing about a jet ski. Yeah, you fall off the jet ski. You just have to get there, jump back on, because it goes round and round and... You can do that, but they weren't getting that boat back. They just watched it go off, and I think it's scary where they were, that they were just bopping up and down in that water. Oh, they have to feel so lucky, the timing of somebody finding them, the odds of somebody finding them, and then being okay, you know, being dehydrated, but surviving it somehow. Whew. Treading water. I mean, just, you'd have to be calm, and you'd have to do it. You have to keep moving those arms and those legs, I guess, slowly is what you would do. Because if you were hysterical, you'd just use up all that energy. And that would not be good. All right, it's for the firemen as we're getting closer to 4th of July. And a time when you grill out, there is a great contest going on that our friend from the SDNY is going to tell us about. That's next here on America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
America Tonight. You know how I feel about firefighters, as do most of you. In fact, I live about a mile from, maybe it's less than a mile from my local firehouse. And, you know, we wave, talk to the firemen all the time. And again, you can't say enough about people who are there to save your life, basically, should that moment come. And what they're ultimately, what firefighters in many cases make. So check this out. Steakums has a new challenge that's basically designed to sort of recognize and give back to firehouses and the firefighters who serve their communities. They have to enter the Steak'em Slice Steaks Recipe Now challenge through July 5th. You can go to fire, if you're a fireman, you can go to firehousechallenge2014.com. Firehousechallenge2014.com. You have a chance to win a $20,000 grand prize. They have a whole bunch of other prizes, too, that they'll give to the firehouses and whatnot. And it's very, very cool. The three finalist recipes are going to be chosen by a panel of judges. Videos of the semifinalists and their recipes will be posted at Firehouse Challenge 2014 and on the Steak'em Facebook page, too, which is really important. Fans can reach out there by hitting it up on the Facebook page. Steak'em is also, check this out, supporting the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation as part of the challenge that they're doing by donating 10 cents for every Stake'em Firehouse Challenge Facebook fan favorite vote. So if you vote, I mean, that could be up to $5,000, and that is an awesome cause. So bravo. This is a good way to help a lot of people that deserve it and have some fun. So it was smart, whoever came up with this idea, to combine their product with the firefighters, I think was just a stroke of brilliance. And one of those brave firefighters, 21 years as an FDNY firefighter, Joe Bonanno, is in our virtual green room, and he is out there really pumping this up. And part of the reason that he's pumping this up for the company is because he knows all about taking challenges. In fact, he has two cookbooks out, one called the Healthy Firehouse Cookbook, the other, the Firehouse Grilling Cookbook, and that's got all kinds of tips, and he talks about the challenge and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And actually, I've made something from the Grilling Cookbook, pretty cool. So, Joe, what's it like for you to be out there talking about this, because you know you went through this? What's it like to get the firemen involved and try to get them really hyped up for, you know, July 5th?
It's an honor and a privilege for me to represent a company like Stake'em, because, you know, they're giving back to the community. They're giving back to firefighters in particular for the services they do for the community. And it's a really, you know, Stake'em's is a really great way. You know, I read the ingredient list. It's 100% beef. There's no nitrates. There's no anything like that. You know, and they're quick. You know, one of the things as a firehouse cook that we had to do was prepare things quickly. And you need muscles to fight fires. You need protein to build muscles. And, you know, Stake'em's is great. It's 100% beef. You know, there's these thin little patties, you know, mm-hmm. and yep. they go on the grill. Not on the grill, but, like, you could put them in a saute pan. You could add them to yep. quiche. You can, you know, it's very versatile. And, again, I can't say enough about the company that they're doing this for to honor the firefighters across the nation. And, you know, there's also $20,000 at stake. So, again, I want to put it out there to all you listeners, if you know a firefighter. And, you know, one of the funny things about these contests, like, for me, look what it led to. I wound up publishing a book, two books, actually.
Yep.
You know, and did TV appearances. So, you know, we're all going to end up, if you enter this contest, and, again, I stress to the people that you're listening, it's July 5th is the closing date. Go to Stake'em.com or go to NationalFirehouseChallenge2014.com. You have till July 5th to get into this contest. But one of the things I tried to tell my fellow firefighters is, you know, you think, you can never win those things. Too many people enter. And I talked so many of my fellow firefighters entering different contests, and this is one of the biggest ones out there. So don't think that you don't have a chance. You have to get the recipe in.
And absolutely.
Again, and if I can I'm not allowed to, but throw a hint out there to your listeners. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few things that Stake'em can be used in. It's not just Philly cheesesteaks,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is what everybody thinks.
Right.
You could use it in a quiche. You can use it in a regular Western type of an omelet, you know, and better than bacon, because bacon has nitrates, and although it's pretty good, but it has some stuff in it that may not be that good for you. Stake'em is, read the ingredient list. It's 100% all beef, and it really flavors up omelets. It flavors up quiche. You can use it in tacos. Actually, if you go to the Stake'em website, they have actually recipes with it, pasta. So there's a bunch of different ways you could use it. But I'll say to the firefighters that are listening out there about this contest, do you know how many burning buildings you have to run into to make $20,000? All you have to do here, is sit down with your fellow firefighters who love to cook anyway, and come up with a great recipe using Stake'em's.
Yeah. But you don't have to sell me on Stake'em's. I grew up in Philly and New York, so you're right about the Philly cheesesteak thing. But
right,
there's no
right.
question it's a difference maker, because it's sliced so thin and it is healthy. And people that didn't know that before, it's so much healthier than half of the other stuff that people were eating out there. I got to ask you a question, because you said something about a TV show. My pal Dennis Leary, you weren't part of his TV show Rescue Me, were you?
No. I really, that show was, that was so... so New York firefighter specific, and very, you know, very funny. And they must have had a firefighter on their staff writing that show, because they did the cooking part of it, they did the kidding part of it, they really nailed the New York City Fire Department mentality.
Boy, no kidding, didn't they?
Yes, they really did. I got to congratulate him. He really. But no, was I ever on that? No, I did, like, when the cookbook came out, I did different appearances on, like, on Regis and Good Morning America and stuff like that.
Yep, that's good. Absolutely. So when you've done these two books, so now and here you're helping out and trying to drum up the interest and get a lot of firefighters to enter this. What else do you do? Are you coming out with a whole series of books next? What's going on?
No, believe it or not, I actually just wrote a children's book.
Hmm.
And I sent it to Disney, and I'm trying to see if they'll make it into an animated movie. And it's a storybook about, of course, it has firemen in it and stuff like that. And it's a little storybook about an elephant that gets kidnapped in Africa, and he's brought to the United States. He's brought to a zoo in the United States, and there's a big fire in the city. And I mean, I'm not going to tell you the ending of the story because it's a really cute ending. But I finished the book in October of 2012, and I just sent it to somebody that works at Disney to see if they'll consider it for an animated movie.
Cool. Well, that'd be great if that happens.
Also, the other thing, a lot of the firefighters out there, they're big hams. They love to be on TV. They love the camera, although they pretend to be shy. They really love the camera. We're all going to be, I think, sometime in late September when the contest winners are announced, we're all going to be on the Steve Harvey Show, the winners.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, they'll get to him, and he's great. He's so funny, and he likes to ham it up with firefighters. We'll be on the show with the three winning recipes, and I'm sure they're going to taste it, and people from the audience and stuff. So another reason for firefighters to enter this thing. But
you said also, I want to make sure we emphasize this, that money goes to the Fallen Firemen's Fund. That's really important, obviously, coming from New York, and when we think back to that horrible day, 9/11. I mean, how much does that mean to you?
Well, this National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, what's happening is when the fan favorite, as many votes come in on Facebook, each vote is going to get a 10 cents towards it, up to $5,000. And then that money is going to go towards. And, what the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation does is, a firefighter gets killed in the line of duty. Yes, he gets his pension and he gets, all the honors that come with losing your life in the line of duty. But afterwards, there's the survivors, there's the children, there's the families, and sometimes they're not taken care of for the rest of their life. Like a lot of times when the firefighter dies in the line of duty, they get some part of a pension, but it's also support for the people in and around firefighters who have lost their life in the line of duty. I mean, to lose your life in the line of duty, I mean, it's the most honorable thing a firefighter can do, but it also leaves a wake of tremendous loss that firefighters have to deal with. And believe me, nobody knows better than me.
Yeah, what that's like, absolutely.
Yes,
How's your crew doing? The widows, the people that you're friends with, because it's been so many years later. How's everyone doing?
That monstrous of an event is something that's going to stay with everybody for the rest of their life.
Mm, yeah.
You lose somebody like that on that grand of a scale, it affected the whole planet.
Yeah.
It didn't affect New York. It affected the whole planet. I know people in Poland. I know people in Germany we were dutifully honored that day by the outpouring of affection and warmth and everything towards New York firefighters, and that certainly was nice. But then people go back to normal, and then they forget. And that's one of the, again, with this Steak'em company, they haven't forgotten 14 years later that, firefighters lay their lives on the line every day of the week, while everybody's going to a normal job and a safe office and stuff like that. These people haven't forgotten. And that's why I said I personally take it. It's an honor and a privilege to represent them and get people to, get firefighters to do this. And, again, we'll all have some laughs on the Steve Harvey Show. And, again, $20,000. And, it's not going to the individual firefighter. You're allowed to enter from, like, there could be five guys entering from the local firehouse with five different recipes. And then that firehouse wins the money.
Yeah, which
and
is great.
And, they're not going to get the money. It's going to go to either the firehouse itself. But more than likely, knowing firefighters as they do, that money's going to go to some worthy cause. It might be one of the widows of a firefighter that died in that particular firehouse. Or somebody, some fireman or firehouse that needs the money for something.
Yep, it's a good thing. We're out of time. Go to firehousechallenge2014.com. Joey B., thanks so much.
Okay, Kate, thank you so much.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC Sioux, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the thing, see you call for more.
We're hitting that time again where we're wrapping up another hour on America Tonight. Hard to believe. And bravo to all the firefighters out there who do the things that so many of us could never do. It's a tough job being a fireman. There's no question about that. And I don't think it's a thankless job because I think people are incredibly appreciative of what firemen do. And all you have to do is look around and talk to people who have been in a situation where their house was on fire, some other terrible thing happened, and I've actually had a bunch of friends who have gone through that, and they can't say enough about how quickly the team got there and, you know, how they helped them out. I've actually had two friends that had houses that caught on fire, and both times they said they got there really quickly. One, they couldn't salvage the house, and the other one they could. And of course, you know, 9/11, as I brought up to Joe, is where we really started to think even about, not that we haven't always, but think about just the dangers of it all and how they, when you want to list what things that you do, And how brave they are, that would go pretty high on the scale, I would say, especially when you're talking about big cities and the kind of, you know, the six alarm fires and the things that they're fighting. It's something to tip your cap to, that's for sure. So hopefully some of the people listening will be able to take advantage and get some of that extra dough for causes or whatever that they're concerned about wherever their firehouse might be. As we wrap everything up, you know, it's been a lot of conversation about Iraq. It's been a lot of conversation about the IRS and these crazy emails. These cycles that we keep getting in seem to be the same thing. Now, to be sure, there are other things that have happened, like the situation that we have going on at the border and how are we handling that and, you know, ultimately, what are we going to do? What's going to be the outcome of this? And there is no outcome that I think is acceptable until we actually have a plan. I mean, a real plan, not a, this is your plan, this is my plan, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, you're anti-American, I'm pro-American, I'm about the wall, I'm saying that doesn't, I mean, it's the same, we just keep going around in that same cycle. You want to talk about not being able to break a cycle and history repeating itself. This is the thing that we've been doing for decades, and now, because of that, we're paying the price. So does there have to be some kind of immigration reform? When Rand Paul says there has to be immigration reform, I'm going to agree. There has to be reform. There has to be closure at the borders. There has to be a way to know what's happening as much as you can, as much as you can know. This is a crisis. And Joe Biden, the VP, has been sent to Central America to weigh in on the discussion of the crisis. Because how do we stem the flood of Central American children and families overwhelming our immigration system? What do we do? Biden is there to try to warn against the perils of the trip and saying they're going to start to detain families at the border instead of releasing them on their own. So that's what was happening. People were just being released on their own. And they're reading about it in the paper, come to the United States, and that's exactly what was happening. Come to the United States, the land of opportunity, only enter at your own risk because it's nightmarish even coming from the other side. So now after the cat is out of the bag, they're trying to put it back in. I don't think it's going to work because, you know what, it's not going to work because so many are leaving. You know, so how do you stop that? I mean, how do you say, no, you don't want to go there. You can't go there because it's not safe and we can't process everybody. It's too late for that. We're beyond that. I don't think Biden is going to be able to help much there. He's trying to soften the spot by his public relations campaign to fight this belief that children and families can just stay in the United States even if they're caught by the Border Patrol. And that's been fueled by the smugglers because they want more money. And they want to be able to take advantage, and that's exactly what's happening. This has been the most that we've ever seen, at least being just released in recent years. I mean, thousands, right? How many families have been released? Thousands. We don't even know for sure. Detention centers, that's what they're trying to figure out. Can they have detention centers to house some of these families? So Biden is in Guatemala City with the president there, Molina, who asked the United States to start a temporary work program for the Guatemalan migrants and grant temporary protected status for them. Salvadorians and Hondurans can apply for that status, which offers some protection against deportation, so they want it too. And what's happened in those countries? Well, they've had massive amounts of murder. They have extortion going on right and left. They have gang recruitment, which is at an all-time high. They have problems with rape, lots of violence. So parents are trying to get their children out thinking that this can save them. So you have You see, as much as you have adults, you still have 20,000 plus, they think, don't even know, who knows what it is, kids from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. They were unaccompanied. And this was last year. It was more than double the previous number. And now they don't really know. They don't know, really know what the number is. What Biden said was that he wanted to make it clear that the president of the United States is aware of what's happening, and we're doing our best and trying to advocate for the people. And so these meetings, for whatever good they'll do, the vice president's visit coincided with the arrival of two flights carrying 250 immigrants that were deported from the United States. And Guatemala is saying they expect more flights, bringing the total of Guatemalans, anyway, that have been deported in 2014 to well over 27,000. And this was heading into the weekend, and now we're coming out on the other side, and there's a lot of problems. Our government did pledge $93 million in new programs to reduce violence in Central America, $40 million in reducing gang membership in Guatemala, $25 million to build 77 outreach centers in El Salvador, and $18.5 million to build 77 youth outreach centers in Honduras. So I'd say that was a pretty good trip by Joe Biden for those various countries. And that's exactly what's happening there. Meeting with the Salvadorian president and speaking by phone with the Honduran president and in Guatemala. That was the whole idea behind that. And to talk about, geez, can you help us out here with this epidemic level that we're seeing? We're worried about the surge. We're worried about the overall perception that minors and parents with children are allowed to stay in the United States. And that's because it was all over the papers. So, of course, they're trying to do whatever they can. Man, oh, man. All right, time for a joke. Where do animals go when their tails fall off? The retail store.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.